finalizing the deal, I believe you call it. I made a deal with God. God, she was tough to deal with. Dealt me a tempting clause, then a sharp zap to the kidney. It wasn't a real deal, really, just a sort of gentle person's agreement. We almost shook on it. The snag was time. Time not just to live it out to the maximum, only to write that one important piece. How do you know it will be that important? She asked. I'll know all right, but there'll be no way to prove it. Not in a court of law, especially our kind of court. No witnesses. Bullshit, she murmured. It's the same old thing again. Afraid to die. Afraid to try the consequences of not to be. Wrong, I said. Afraid died in my vocabulary long ago, except of hurting someone I love, and then of not writing my piece before my not-to-be. Long discussion. Not to bore you with it, we swapped equations, we weighed the torts and liens. Then she became suddenly tender, at the same time changing gender. I offer the answer to the unanswered question, in trade for cancer or lethal indigestion. I thought to myself, unfair bargaining. Much more painful to know the answer than any form of mortal cancer. But the cosmos, she wheedled, the ultimate macro atom. No deal, thank you, madam. Changing gender, she played her ace in the hole, the biggest. Beginninglessness? That did it. I signed on. We shook on it. I'm still shaking.